Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying what the Bible says about the spirit of offense. An offense is the response that a person has when they perceive that someone else has either sinned against them, mistreated them, spoken evil of them, or in some way wronged them. Offense begins with the reaction to that perceived wrong. Many people would say, no, offense starts when the other person sins against me. But the truth is, offense starts with your reaction to the sin against you. God wants us to live an offense-free life. And the key to avoiding this snare of becoming offended is to determine in your heart that no matter what anyone says or does, you will not allow yourself the fleshly indulgence of offense. Making the decision that you will respond like Jesus in every situation means that you are determined to walk a life of love, returning good for evil, blessing for curse, forgiveness for offense. Such a life is possible if you rely on God for His grace to help you when you are sorely tempted to become offended. Living in this manner will bring great joy and peace into your life, as you'll be undisturbed by unkind words that are spoken, by impatient attitudes, or by cruel treatment by others. You will see every person as Jesus does, a soul in need of the Father's love, and yourself as a chosen vessel to demonstrate that love. That's God's will for our lives in this offense-filled world. Jesus said it's impossible that no offenses should come in Luke 17:1. He also said in Matthew 18:7, woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come. This world is filled with opportunities for you to become offended. And yet God wants your heart and my heart to be free from the spirit of offense. How does offense begin in the heart of a person who loves God and doesn't want to fall into sin of offense, unforgiveness, or bitterness? How does it begin? Offense starts as a thought seed. In Genesis, we learn that every single seed produces after its own kind. That simply means that whatever type of seed you sow in your life will produce exactly after the DNA of that seed. If you sow tomato seeds, you should never expect to have cucumbers come up. And if you sow a seed of offense in your heart through your thought life, you cannot expect love to sprout up for that person when the seed of offense has been sown. Offense starts as a thought seed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, we learn that love believes the best. Or the Amplified translation tells us, love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. But the spirit of offense assumes and thinks the worst. So the spirit of offense will sow thought seeds in your life that have a negative connotation towards another person. You could say they'll put a negative spin on everything that person says or does. Many offenses that Christians fall into have to do with misperceptions about the words or actions of another person. Oftentimes, it is very simply a misunderstanding that Satan has magnified by planting a thought seed in your mind that puts the other person in a negative light, or puts their actions in a negative light, or implies that their motives for that action were somehow less than virtuous. The spirit of offense always thinks the worst about others. The spirit of offense always puts a negative connotation on the actions of other people. If you allow such thoughts to lodge in your mind about any other person, whether it's a fellow believer, a family member, someone at your workplace, or your own spouse, you can be assured that that seed will begin to grow. Satan himself and his demonic realm are continually barraging believers with thoughts, with fiery darts intended to plant in your thought life that will stumble you. The word offense, if you recall, comes from a root word that means to stumble, to entrap, or to snare, or to trip up. It means a stumbling block. When Satan's trying to plant a thought seed in your mind that your mother-in-law doesn't think well of you, or that your boss has evil motives behind what he just did in his reconfiguring of the responsibilities in the workplace, understand that there is a plot against your very soul to fall into this spirit of offense, to be stumbled by the spirit of offense. And it begins very, very subtly as a thought seed. You cannot allow those types of thoughts to lodge and begin to take root in your mind. You have to believe the best about every person, as 1 Corinthians 13:7 instructs us. Love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. You can be that person that says, oh, they didn't mean that. I'm sure they were just having a bad day. I'm sure that wasn't an intentional slight. If you begin to walk in love in your thought life, attributing to others the benefit of the doubt, taking the higher road instead of the lower road, you will find that the spirit of offense will not be able to lodge in your life. Allowing thoughts that the enemy would like to sow reminds me of this story. A mother was peeling vegetables for a salad when her daughter, who was home from college, casually mentioned that she was going to a questionable movie that night. The mother suddenly picked up a handful of garbage and threw it in the salad. "Mother," said the shocked girl, "you're putting garbage in the salad." "I know," replied the mother, "but I thought if you didn't mind garbage in your mind, you certainly wouldn't mind a little garbage in your stomach." The thought seeds of offense that portray people in a negative light, that portray their actions in a negative way, or assume that their motives are impure or hurtful, are like the garbage in the salad. Satan wants to sow that into your mind because it will eventually rot and cause more stench in your life. In Romans chapter 1, there is found an amazing list of sins that certain people were given over to when they refused to retain God in their thought life. It says, starting at verse 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God." And it goes on and ends with, "They not only do the same, but they also approve of those who practice them." One of the words in that list is the word in the King James, malignity. It's not a word that we commonly use in the English language this day, and it's translated evil-mindedness in the New King James. But that word and its root word malign, which means to speak evil of, has an interesting connotation. It means this: a disposition producing evil habits. It means malignity of the mind, which leads its victim to put the worst construction on every action, ascribing to the best deeds the worst of motives. It makes its victim put the worst construction on every action. It means that you will literally look at everyone and everything with a very negative expectation and a negative perception of their motives. This is what the spirit of offense does. It causes a person to assume the worst, to believe the worst. Well, God's word tells us we're to walk in love and believe the best about every person. If we will take a hold of the word of God, believing the best, thinking no evil of others, we will be able to avoid falling into the trap of the spirit of offense, because offense always starts as a thought seed. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.